It says the mumtaka took place before Yom Tov. So she didn't get around for a chacham to check it out yet. That's one halacha. That l'katchil you shouldn't check it out. But for the evidence, if the chacham came on Yom Tov and checked it out, you're allowed to eat from it. The next case is before Yom Tov there was no mum at all. On Yom Tov the mum first came. Is the halacha Reb Shimon Oiner. Ein zemen amuchin. It's not muchin, there's no way to eat it. It's muksa. Even if now on Yom Tov it came out and had a mum, you can't eat it. V'shavin, but if it happened on v'shavin, both amoida. Shem noilad hu amumu imoi. Let's say the b'chor was first born on Yom Tov. And the shasta was born, it came out with the mum on it. So in such a case, they could never have kedusha at all. Shezemen amuchin. That's called an animal that you're allowed to shecht and use on Yom Tov, according to everybody. Because it was never chal nisa muksa on it. It never had a time that this b'chor was also to eat. As soon as the animal came out of the mother's stomach, was about to be chal, the kedusha's b'chor, right away you saw it had a mum on it. But since you saw it had a mum right away, it never had the kedusha, so it's never muksa, this you're allowed to eat. Now, Dorish Rabba Bar Rafuna. Noilad hu umumu imoi, if you have a b'chor that was born on Yom Tov, and it was born with its mum, you should know, mevakrin oisub Yom Tov l'chachila. You're allowed to check it out on Yom Tov. That's like we learned before, that if you have, it was born with its mum, harezem min amuchim, that you are allowed to eat it, you're allowed to use it. So he also dashed in the same way, that if the b'chor is born on Yom Tov, and when it's born, and we'll see the Gemara later, that's the sign that a Bezdin was sitting right there when it was born, or the Tchachim was sitting right there, and as soon as it came out, he saw right away the mum, that's mutter. Yeah. Oh, Malay Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said, Abba Tony, my father learned like this, Im Ovar Rubikra Mevukar, it's only b'di'evid that if you checked it out, that it's mutter. Now, look, it's chilu, you're not going to check it out either. Even though it's born today with its mum, you also can't check it out, look at chilu. But if you did, then you could use it. The yarata matan, you're telling me, mevakun es look at chilu. That's what Rav Nachman had a cash like on Reb Shimon. How could you, Reb Shimon, say it's mutter? My father learned not like that. That look at chilu, you're not going to check it out. Even if it was born today with its mum, you're not going to check it out. It's only with the evidence was checked out that it's mutter. And Omer Abaye says, Kavose de Rabba by Rav Huna Mistavra. This svar is like Rabba Rav Huna. That says, watch, you are allowed to check it out. That he says, you're allowed to. Midiktoni tlosa bovi. Because since before, the Brisa says three different cases. It says three different halachis. One case was, nerlud by mum Erev Yom Tov. If the mum came about Erev Yom Tov. Then the din is, aim of Akhenoi Sabiyant Lachachila. And now let's check it out on Yom Tov. It's mashma lechatchila hu deloy. At lechatchila, if you ask a shaila, am I allowed to or not? We'll tell you not allowed to. Even though the mum happened erev Yom Tov, but since lemais you did not go to the chacham yet, you're not allowed to go to the chacham on Yom Tov itself. But for the yevit, let's say the yevit the chacham came down on Yom Tov and checked out the animal, the bechor shapadomi. Then you are allowed to eat it. That's the first case where the mum took place erev Yom Tov. Now the second case is nerled by mum be Yom Tov. No. The mum first takes place on Yom Tov itself. We have Shimonai Me'ein Zemin Amuchin. No, there's no way to use this animal right now. Erev Yom Tov was muksa, you can't use it. What does it mean to say? The Afilu the Evid. Even if now the Chochum comes down and checks it out, Nami Loi, still you can't use it. That's the second case. For all the Tony, then the Brisa says a third case. For all the Tony, then it says another case. The Shoven, everybody agrees. Shimnoi Lad Hu Umumu Imai, that after B'chor was born today on Yom Tov. And then as soon as it came out it had a mum, shezem and amuchin, that it's muchin, it's called prepared. The afilu l'chatchila nami, that even l'chatchila, you're allowed to go down and check it out. So you see clearly, like Hidashin, like Doris Rabba Baruch Huna, that the Abchor was born today with his mum, you're allowed to go l'chatchila and check it out today. So not like Rav Nachman wanted to say, Rav Nachman wanted to say it's only b'di'evid, from this bright, this mashma, clearly you're allowed to do it l'chatchila. From the Gemara, good, you have a bright like that, Abavakiyasi Rav Oishia, when Rav Oishia came, Osi came the Aisi Masnisa Biyodli. He came with another brice in his hand. Another brice. It sounds like this. Bein Shen Noilad by Mum Erev Yom Tov. Whether the mum was created on the mum was in the animal Erev Yom Tov. Or Bein Shen Noilad by Mum Yom Tov. Whether the mum came on Yom Tov itself. Chachomimim Ein Zemin Amuchin. It's not Muchin. But he says it all in one case. So according to him, there's one halacha. If the mum came before Yom Tov, or the mum first came to then Yom Tov, it's ainim u'lamuchim, it's even b'di'evid. Even if the chacham comes down and checks it out, both cases, you're not allowed to use it b'di'evid. So mainly the third case, in a case that the animal was first born today, and it was born with the mum, it's mashma not that it jumps so far to say lechatchila you're allowed to do it, but there it only goes down one step. That in such a case, like Rav Nachman said, b'di'evet lechatchila you're not allowed to check it out, only b'di'evet if it was checked out, it's mutter. So chur is a riot what Rav Nachman learned from the Brisa of Rav Yishia. Because he doesn't have it in three categories, he only has two categories. The first two is one category, that if the animal was either had the mum yesterday, or the mum first came today, but it was born a long time ago, the loch reads, you're not allowed to check it out today. And even with the evidence, still it's awesome. So now the third case, has a loch, it goes down one diagram, that with the animal, the bechor was born today with its mum, the lechatchila, you're not allowed to check it out, only with the evidence, if you checked it out, then it's good. For the Gemara of Yelakash, Shahach, I is share the first brisa. The first brisa says it over in three halachas. Mashma, the last case where the Bechor was born today on Yontav with its mum, you're allowed to look at Chila, check it out. So it's a kasha, that brisa. And the Gemara, he, Ada Bar Uchmehi. That brisa is a yochid. It's Ada Bar Uchme that learned that brisa. The Mishabish, he more makes mistakes. But Tony learned the brisa. So in other words, you can't ask me a kasha for that brisa. That brisa attack is wrong. And therefore, Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, Masnisa Nami Deik, I have a riot from the Brisa, from the final Mishnah, also like that. Diktoni, it says, Na Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Kol Shein Mum En Niko, Mer Rav Yomtev, any time you do not see the Mum, Rav Yomtev, Ein Zemen Amuchin. Now, my Ein Mum En Niko, what does it mean, the Mum, you do not see the Mum, Rav Yomtev, you can't eat from it. Elaim, if you want to tell me, Shein Mum En Niko, Klau, that you do not see the Mum at all, Rav Yomtev, you have a Bechor. And there was no mum on it at all, Erev Yom Tov. For the Gemara of Pshita, for sure, it's like Muksa according to Rav Shimon. Of course you can't use it now on Yom Tov. Pshita, Tzrich L'meim, you have to tell me that. Elo, the case like this. T'lo Yeschazi L'chochem Erev Yom Tov. No. In the case that the mum taka took place, Erev Yom Tov. Erev Yom Tov, the Bechor got a mum. Just you didn't have enough time to show it to the Chochem yet. And the Chochem first comes now on Yom Tov to check it out. Elo, T'lo Yeschazi L'chochem Erev Yom Tov, in mum kavua, in mum oiver. You're not sure if that's a good mum or not a good mum. Ketonami, it says clearly, ain't them in a mukhim shramina. It says clearly, even in such a case, where the mum took place yesterday, still now on Yom Tov, even with the evidence, you're not allowed to check it out. Even with the evidence, ain't them in a mukhim. You see also from our Mishnah that there's only two categories, not three categories. Whether the mum took place first on Yom Tov, or whether the mum took place erev Yom Tov, but since Lamaita, the Loch region, you're not allowed to check it out on Yom Tov. So since you're not allowed to check it out on Yom Tov, it's also to use it today. Even with the Ever, if the Chacham went and checked it out, since it didn't have Era, you're not allowed to use it. Or else the other Svar Rashi said, since Erev Yom Tov, you're not sure if it's a Mum Kavu or not, so Kozuman, you're not sure there's a Heter on this Bechor, you don't have Das to use it. So Erev Yom Tov, you're like Makatsa Das, that's Mukh, you're not allowed to use it. You see, clearly, these two categories is one case. Whether the Mum took place for Erev Yom Tov, but you didn't check it out. Or whether the Mum first took place on Yom Tov, in both cases, even with the Yevid, if the Chacham checks it out today and finds it's a mum, you're not allowed to use it. So Mela, the next case, the case where the animal is born today, the Bechor is born today, with its mum, it only goes down one Madrego. That L'chatchila, you're still not allowed to check it out. Just with the Yevid, if you check it out, then the Maisu is mutter. But not like the first Bryson wanted to say, that in such a case, everybody is murdered at mutter. Alright, stop here.
The middle of Chof Bochum Abayis. I'm just right in the middle. Lushayla. Boyiminei Hillel Merova. Yesh Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos or Yein Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos. Is there such a cloud that something could become Muksa in the middle of Shabbos and then the Muksa would go away? Is it still Osir or not? In other words, by Bein HaShemoshes at the beginning of Shabbos, at the beginning of Yom Tov, we always say, Migud is katzor, the Bein HaShemoshes is katzor l'kulu yoyma. Something that was muksa at the beginning of Shabbos, since you didn't have das to use it, it remains muksa the whole Shabbos. Even if the middle of Shabbos becomes usable, but since at the beginning you didn't have das, it's also the whole Shabbos. What about something that was usable at the beginning of Shabbos? We'll soon see the case. And then in the middle of the Shabbos, something happened to it. Like you have, let's say, fresh grapes. In the middle of Shabbos, you put it on top of the roof to start to dry out to become into raisins.
So while it's drying out, you can't use it. Then later it becomes usable, so we say it's still muksa or not. That's the shayla. Yesh muksa l'chatzi Shabbos or yein muksa.
Yes, Rashi. Rashi on the right side.
Yes, Musa Rashabis. Mishum Chatzi Shabbos Sim Huksa Bechetzi of Mihevi Muksa Lekulin Shabbos Sim Loi. Right. So Mora says, Hechi Domi, what's the case? E di Achse Ben Hashmo Shois, if it was Roy to be used at the beginning of Shabbos, Ach Echse, it's usable. E di Lo Yachse, if it was not usable at the beginning of Shabbos, Lo Yachse, it's not usable, it should be Muksa. So what's the case? Rashi says like Michti, Stam Muksa Ainu Gregus, Utsmukim. Stam Muksa is like these raisins. Shemal Oison Almanas Liashim. That you put it on top of the roof, you had your grapes, and you put them to dry out. Umakats Oison Lekach, and you set it aside not to use it. Shemetchilosan Liavish. At the beginning it starts to dry up. It's in Ruyam Lachil. At the time when it's drying, you can't eat it. Achiyavshu Lagarm, until it becomes raisins. Vahai Chatzi Shavuz Karm, Retechi Mesapu, what's the Shailam? If it was finished already at the beginning of Shabbos, so pshita, you're allowed to use it. If it wasn't finished yet at the beginning of Shabbos, sechura for sure, it should be muksa the whole Shabbos. Like that's the shayla. What are we talking about? Are these raisins finished already at the beginning of Shabbos, so it's edible? Or it wasn't finished yet, so then it's remained muksa the whole Shabbos? So Mar says, like tzricha di achzi. At the beginning of Shabbos, it was fit. It was already dried out. It was edible. Abavoha da atchi. Something happened. Let's say the rain came down again in the middle of Shabbos. And the rain came down on them, it made them blow up again, and they're not really fit to eat now. For Hodirachsi, then in the middle of the day it stopped raining, the sun came out, and now the raisins came fit again. So that's the Shailamai. Again, at the beginning of Shabbos, the raisins were finished already. The grapes dried out completely into raisins, it's edible. And now in the middle of Shabbos, rain came on them and blew them up, and they're not edible. So now at this time it's muksa, you can't use it. And then it dried up again, what's the locha? So Amalei, so he answered back, Rav answered back, Yesh Muksa. Yes, it's still also. Since it was also at one time a Shabbos, even though later the sun dries up the raisins, and now it's edible again, it remains Muksa. Eisrei have a kashanu. Vishavim we learned before, Shem Noilad Umumu Imoi. If you have a Bechor that's born on Yontif itself, and as soon as it's born with its Mum. So the halacha was, everybody was Moida, Shezeb Min Amuchin. That such a Bechor you're allowed to eat, or allowed to shechter on Yontif. Since it was born with its mum, that's called muchin, you're allowed to eat it. But the more of Amai, why do you say, why is it so poshut? Neima, why don't you say, hi Bechor, mi kora hevi chazi agav ime. True, at the beginning of Shabbat, at the beginning of Yom Tif, it was in the mother's stomach, at that time it had no kedushas Bechor. If you would check the mother, you're able to eat the kid inside it. So at the beginning of Yom Tif, a Bechor is called muchin, it's edible. It's yolit, lay, when it became born, it was born on Yom Tif. Is it chile? At that time, it's not usable. Since it's a bechor has kedusha, you're not allowed to shecht it right now. You have to wait until a mumcha comes and sees the mum to make sure it's a mum, then you're allowed to use it first. So at the time, there was a time that it was not usable. Echsayu lechochem, then later you show the mum, even though it was born with the mum. But the habimina is, the chochem wasn't there at the time when it was born. You first later, an hour or two later, you bring the chochem there. So later, the hour or two later, first becomes mutter. Story late, it becomes mutter, and you're saying you're allowed to eat it. So chotakash and rova. If you tell me yesh muks lachati Shabbos here in the middle of Shabbos, the first 2 hours after the bechor was born, at that time it had a kedushas bechor, and you weren't allowed to use it. So it's like muksa. So why do we say if the chacham comes later and looks at it and says yes, it's a good mum, you're allowed to eat it? Why? Since in between it was muksa, it should remain muksa the whole Shabbos, the whole Yom Tov. So Amar Abaye, Abaye answers, no, this is not a Kashan Rova. Amar Abaye, Vitamer of Safram. Kigurin, the case of Mishnah, the Bryce before is talking about, the Yasve Dainei Hosam, that the Bezdin, the three people are already sitting there. That the Shas, the Bechor, comes out of the mother's stomach right away, they're there to see that it has a mum, it has a split lip, the lip is split. So right away they say, Mutter, you're allowed to eat this Bechor. So there was never a time that the Bechor was Muksa. In other words, when it was in the mother's stomach, then for sure it's edible. You could check the mother, and then you could eat the kid that's inside it. When it came out, the second it came out of the mother's stomach on Yom Tov, right away the Chachamim were there, and they saw that it was a mum, so it was never called muksa at all. That's why it's mutter. But it could be if there was first the time that the Chacham was not there. So it was mukser at that time. Even though later in the day on Yom Tov the Chacham would see it, maybe still it would remain mukser. Ika the army something like this. Agrov answered back, no. Omalei ein mukser l'chati Shabbos. That's what we paskan halacha. Ein mukser l'chati Shabbos. If at the beginning of Shabbos it was fit to be used. Now something happened to it. The rain came down on in the middle of Shabbos and made it not edible. Later when it becomes edible again, it's not mukser, you could use it. So Lema Masayla, let's bring a riot to this pshat to say, Ein Muks L'Chati Shabbos. For Shavin, it says before in the Braisa, everybody holds, Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, Abos Moda, Shimnoi Lad Umumu Imoi. If you have a Bechor that's born, and at the same time is born with its Mum, Shezem and Amuchin, that you're allowed to eat it on Yom Tov. Now the Kasher is, Va Bechor Mikore Hevei Chazi Agav Imoi. True, at the beginning of Yom Tov, when the bechor of the animal was still in the mother's stomach, it was edible. It was called like ucha the afras we had. Just like you shech the mother, and the lach or the shechit of the mother helps for anything inside its stomach. So at that time you were able to eat the vlad. It's yolad. Now the kid is born. It's a bechor. It's yolad lei. It's chilei. It's pushed away. You can't use it anymore. Because right now when it comes out, it has kedushas bechor, and the zman is there, there's no base to make this, you can't eat it. Is chazi lechachem. Later in the day, you show this bechor to the chachem. Is darulei. The chachem is matarit. So you see clearly, ain muks lechati Shabbos. Even though those first 2 hours when the chachem didn't look at it yet, it was like muksa. But later, when the chachem looks at it, it becomes ois muksa. So you see, ain muks lechati Shabbos. Samora says, Omer Abaye. Abaye answers, no, maybe there's no proof from here. Omer Abaye, v'temer of safer going to yasvi daini hosam. We're talking about the dayonim was sitting there. Since the Dayanim was sitting there, there was never a time that it was not Chazi. As soon as it came out of the mother's stomach, right away the Dayanim paskin that this Bechor is a Balmum, and right away they said, you're not allowed to eat it. So in the mother's stomach, you're allowed to eat it, and now you're allowed to eat it. So it never had a Shem Muk, so that's why it's Mutter. So it could be there's no proof from Al Braisa to Rav Zalocha. Toshima, come here, I'll bring you another Raya. Hoya Oichol Be'anovim, somebody was eating grapes. For Yehoyser, he had leftover grapes. For Helen Lagak, so he brought them up to the top of the roof. Last is man smoking, he wants them to dry out to become raisins. To attain him, a person was eating his dates. For the oyster, we have left over the Helen Lagan, last is man Gregorus. He wanted to make dried out dates, which is called Gregorus. He took it up to the roof. So, locker is Loyoychomehen. You're not allowed to eat from them. Because they're muksa. As Kozuman, you put them up on the roof, like you put it away from your das, not to eat it. It has to dry up. And it's not edible until it becomes dried up. So, you put it there, let's say Thursday. So now you look Shabbos in the morning, you can't eat it, it's muksa. Unless you made hazmona before Shabbos, before Yom Tov, if you prepared her and said, yes, I want to eat tomorrow from these raisins or from these dried out dates. The same thing you find with these type of fruits, over chavushin, over shar komine peris, any other type of peris have the same halacha. That when you put them up on your roof to dry up, they're not edible then, it's like muksa. If you want to be able to eat them on Shabbos or Yom Tov, before Shabbos, before Yom Tov, you have to be mazmin. You have to say, yes, I want to eat from these fruits tomorrow. So Mar says, hey, dummy, how are we talking about now? Either chazi, if the fruits are already finished, it's dried out already, they're geshmaka raisins, they're geshmaka dried out dates already, so lomali has mana, even if you don't prepare them, it's food, it's edible. Like at the beginning, when you took these grapes and put it up to your roof, you weren't like maksadas, never to eat them anymore. You only like said, I'm not going to use them until they get dried out. But once they get dried out, it's food. So if it gets dried out like by Friday before Shabbos, so you don't have to prepare it before Shabbos and say, I want to eat from it. By itself it's edible. Since by itself it's food, pshit you not eat it. So for the more chazi, if it's finished already, it's dried out already, lomalei has money, what do you have to prepare it for? By itself it's food, it's edible. Idoloi chazi, elamai, Friday comes, it's still not edible. Still not dried out yet. If so, even if you prepare it before and you say, yes, I want to eat from this tomorrow, that should not help you though. Because what are you preparing? You're preparing something that's not edible. Like if you have these raisins that are not dried out yet, they're not edible. So it doesn't help to say, I'll prepare it, I want to eat it. It doesn't help such das. Maybe you want to tell me, if the chat is on Friday, we did not know what's doing. We did not know if it was prepared or not prepared. We don't know. So in such a case, then hachone helps. Then you have to be making. Because the owner did not know if it was dried up or not before Shabbos. For the Gemara of Omar Rav Kano, muktzah sheyavish. Okay, so you had this muktzah, you had these grapes that you put up to the roof to dry out. So while it's drying out, it's called muksa. Now it got completed, it's dried out, it's good raisins. V'yena bailam akirin boy, and the bailam don't realize that it's dried out yet, the lachar is still mutter. So you can't tell me the pshat is that the bailam doesn't know if it's dried out or not, so that's why you have to have azmona. No, if lamais is dried out, it's edible even if the bailam does not know about it. Like lamais, it's food. He only put it away, like he was maksad das not to use it, during the process of drying out. But when the raisins finish drying out, it's food now, you don't have to have azmona. So why does the Gemara say you have to be mazmin it for? Gemara says, Ella the case is Ella Deloy, Ella Lav the Chozi. The case is talking about that the beginning of Shabbos, true, the raisins were dried out. So it was edible. The Atchi, and now in the middle of Shabbos, rain came down and blew them up. They're not Roy the Muksa right now. For Hoda Achse, and then later they became fit again. So in such a case, Yehazmona helps. Now, the Yamad, if you're going to tell me, Ein Muksa, there's no Issa Muksa of Chati Shabbos, so when it becomes fit, it's automatically edible. Lo mulu azmona. What do you have to prepare it for? That's the most kashimona shok. If yold ein muksa means that at the time when it's not usable, then for sure it's muksa, you can't use it. But as soon as on Shabbos it becomes usable again, since at the beginning of Shabbos it was usable. So at the beginning of Shabbos you had das to use, it was food. In the middle of Shabbos something happened to it, but as soon as it becomes edible again, you say it's mutter by itself, so what do you have to have azmona for? Tomorrow says, El, so to Kash, so to Rai, you can't say Ein Muksa, you have to say Yesh Muksa. So Maria, that's also no good. Elamai, what do you want to say? Yesh Muksa? So we hold yes, since at one time it became not fit, the rain came down in the middle of Shabbos, made it not fit, it still remains not fit, you can't use it. If so, Ki Azmelu my heavy. What is it going to help you that you prepared it before Shabbos and said, you want to use these raisins, but if the locher is, if on Shabbos the raisin becomes not edible again, the rain came down on them and blew them up, they're not edible, so it's muksa now for the rest of Shabbos, and something that's muksa can't be mazmid on Shabbos. So the hazard din muksa, hazmona doesn't help to prepare it before Shabbos. You can't prepare muksa to use. So anyway, it's shver. So we're back to the kasha, why do you have to be mazmid, why do you have to prepare it before Shabbos? So Moran says, lo tzricha, the case is like this, lo tzricha di achsi v'lo yachsi. I tell you, it's fit and not fit. Right before Shabbos, these raisins were not 100% dried out, but some people do eat it. It's called a little bit fit. Some people would eat it, but some people would not eat it. So the Ika Insha the Achli, some people eat these raisins the way they are. They're dried out enough for some people. But the Ika Insha the Layachli, some people will not eat these dried out raisins. They're not dried out enough. So now the case, now it is the case that if you prepare it before Shabbos, it's good. Azmin, if you prepare these raisins before Shabbos and say, even though it's not 100% dried out, but since it's a little bit edible, I'm going to eat it on Shabbos, so Goli, Daita is showing us that your mind is that you want to eat it. So therefore it's called an oichel, it's edible. Loi Azmin, let's say you did not prepare it before Shabbos, Loi Goli Daita, you did not show us what your mind is. So then we have to be afraid that maybe you're a person that would not eat it. It wasn't finished, it wasn't dried out at the beginning of Shabbos, the beginning of Yom Tov, so then it remains muksa. So this is the case that if you prepare it before Shabbos, it helps. Preparing just means, hazmona means you're showing us that you're a person that I'm nichet to eat these raisins the way they are. Even though they're not completely dried out, it's edible. So therefore, before Shabbos or before Yom Tov, it's called an oichel, that's why you're allowed to eat it. But while we're shy, we won't have any rai if we say, yesh muksa, lechati Shabbos, rei muksa, we don't have any proof yet. Omer Rab Zera says, Toshima, come in here, I'll bring another proof. Mi pulin via doshim. Pulin's with cholent. Everybody makes cholent on Shabbos. Trashi, shonim, avashlim, biyomtif. We cook it on yomtif even. Beans, we cook beans on yomtif. To pulin via doshim, these beans, mi kora chozi lochus. At the beginning, you could eat it raw. Trashi chozi lochus, chayin, kol dover necho chay, kori achilosa kaisis. You could chew it up. Has fresh beans, you can eat fresh, you could chew them up. So when they're raw, they're edible. Shadinu b'gdeira, now on Yanti, you throw it into the pot, you start to cook it up. It's atchilei, it's not edible right now. Shrashi kolzaman shereiskin. Kolzaman, the chont is cooking, you can't eat it, it's too hot. When the beans are cooking, you can't eat it right now. So while it's being cooked, it's not edible. So b'zoi, it should become muksar at that time, it's not edible. Goma b'shalayim, then 2 hours later, you finish the bean soup.